It's Oye, and I got something to say. I'm tuning in here this evening. First evening show I have done ever. And I got Mikey Mike on the ones and twos.
I'm here. I'm in the building.
So, me and Mike have been classmates for a while. This is my bro now, y'all. This is my bro. I wouldn't live life without him. Like, he's very supportive during my journey.
You know it.
So, we're going to go ahead and talk about this subject on this show, y'all. With Sweetest Day around the corner, which is like this Saturday, I want y'all to listen to how humble my bro is on treating her like a lady.
Ain't it crazy that they only celebrate that here?
I know. Only in Ohio?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, we in the wrong state.
Call one of your friends out of town and ask them what they doing Saturday.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to hit Florida, California,
and freaking
Arizona. They're going to be like, what? Saturday we going to the movies?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, this is crazy. So, Mike has been real, real solid. I don't know if y'all heard a few shows previously, and I told y'all about somebody that told me about taking her to the spa and everything. That's Mike. Like, Mike told me that that's what he does for his wife. And I thought that was such an admirable thing to show your wife, even though things may seem stressful and down, that I want you to go out here and relax. Mike, please tell me what makes you do this.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we go through a lot, and I know as the woman, the number one woman in my life, you know, the mother of my child, my wife, you know, I can't control all her stresses, like, you know what I'm saying, like at work, things like that, life in general, you know, the situations that we went through. Always, you know, you got to take time, women in general, you know, you got to take time for yourself, you know what I'm saying, whether it be at a spa, whether it be you just walking at a park, whether it be anything. So what I do is I send her to the spa like once a month, just because, you know, that's I know she'll relax. If I tell her just to go somewhere and, you know, chill, she won't do it. So at least if I know if she had a spa, get a massage or, you know, manicure, pedicure, whatever, she in an element that she enjoys,
mm-hmm.
and, you know what I'm saying, it's just relaxing for her, and I know that.
Man, like, y'all, I'll be 100% honest. He treated me and my other counterpart, Tatum, two times.
Tatum, two double times, right?
We shouting you out, girl. So he showed me and her appreciation, because me and Mikey Mike, Mikey and Tatum two times had a radio show called Rise Up in the Morning, and we did that together before the COVID, after the COVID, and here we are getting ready to graduate in 1 month from today. Thank God, finally we made it.
Yeah, like I said, that was just my way of, I tell you all the time, man, you know, y'all came in my life at a tough time, you know what I'm saying? I use this school as a scapegoat, you know what I'm saying? My cohort, you, Tayan, two times. Which you still owe me some money for that name, because, you know what I'm saying?
Know, right?
About to blow up.
Because it is.
You see how much she uses?
Her little, I respect. Her YouTube page.
It's going.
And she got that Tayam two. It's yeah, Tayam yeah, yeah. two times. And she got.
Yeah. Tickle me Elmo.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I'm like, somebody need to show me how to do that. I mean, I'm just not a laugher. That's my only thing.
Yeah, man. But like I said, man, you and her, you know what I'm saying, we had the show together, you know what I'm saying, nothing I wouldn't do for y'all. Like, and I wanted to show my appreciation, so I was just like, I don't know what else to do, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, y'all hadn't been to one, as y'all said. So I was just like, man, you know, let me just, like I said, man, me and you more so serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see you my
sister.
I was
sister. About to say, me and Mike, we more like siblings.
Yeah.
But Tay and Mike.
We like Pam and Martin.
Right.
Because she really bothers me, you know what I'm saying? But it's all love, you know what I'm saying? Well, nothing, ain't nothing
said
I wouldn't.
She really bothers
it ain't me. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for her, man. She, like I said, I love Tay, man.
No doubt.
But she is just a pain in my ass, man. I can cuss on her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm straight. I make sure I mark mine as explicit all the time because, you know, I'm a cursor.
But that's Tay, my homie, man. She just, like I said, we like a Pam and Martin.
Mm-hmm. I love Tay. Like, I talked to her this morning.
Yeah, she never answered my phone calls.
She be busy. She told me she had a new job that she had started. So I told her, like, you know, we got to do a podcast. You know what I was thinking about, Mike?
What's that?
I want to do a podcast on Chadwick Boseman.
What kind of ever?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Basically. I was on, why did I think about doing that when your bottle was sitting there the whole time? And then you did it. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I thought
about doing it the whole time. But I have watched this documentary about how everybody said like farewell to him, and I heard his speech that he gave at Howard, and I was boo-hooing. I'm like, I gotta give him a little bit more props.
I watched the I'm gonna send you the link to the video. He was on I want to say one of the late night dudes, mm-hmm. and they told people go up to a poster and tell Chadwick Boseman how you feel about the movie Wakanda. I mean, how you feel about Black Panther? Mm-hmm. And everybody was just pouring their heart out, and he just came from behind a poster. It was the dopest thing ever. It was the dopest interview I've ever seen.
I want to see this.
We could definitely do that, man. But I was saying my cohort here, you know what I'm saying, just from the top to the bottom, you know, even the ones that, you know, we didn't get along with.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody played a role in the work, you know, what I'm doing now. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Everybody doing something, which is dope.
Because everybody is, you know. Tayem got her podcast. Y'all go check her out. Tayem Two Times. And then she got her YouTube page, Tayem Two Times. I'm shouting you out, bae. Represent. Like, this cohort, like, when he said we all came together during a hard point in life. And I can tell you, everybody was facing a tough point in life. It wasn't just one of us. Everybody in that classroom was facing a tough point. We even had a point where we was like, we're not even sure if we want to do this because of so much pressure that was going on.
It was times, man. Like I said, I woke up in the morning like, I'm not going there. But then, like I said, if I can get, you know what I'm saying, have a conversation with you, laugh mm-hmm. with Tay, CK the GOAT, you know what I'm saying?
Just CK the GOAT.
Just to be around y'all, man. It was just so, that was me just showing my appreciation mm-hmm. to y'all. Like, man, hey, man, go enjoy yourself. Hopefully y'all did. Like I said, you know. Tay, she's so gangster, so did she have a good time too?
She did.
Okay.
She did. They
say, you know, she's so tough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was one thing when we went. Like, when we went, they wouldn't touch my nails because I had the broken nails at the time. But they wouldn't touch hers because she still had the old nails set on. And then to soak it off, it was extra money. So we like, never mind, don't even worry about it. We just gonna get the massage. And they rubbed our feet, and then they did like some exotic cuticle thing. Everything was straight. Like, we had fun. I enjoyed myself. Like, it was just beautiful. Oh, and they gave us like these little wine coolers and stuff. I think I got drunk like fast.
Cool. But like I said, I'm glad y'all had a good time. But that's just what that's just what I do, man. I show my appreciation just because, like I said, if y'all knew, you know, you know what's up. But if your listeners even knew what I was going through, y'all was like a scapegoat. Just because, like I said, it was about to be a wrap.
Y'all was my scapegoat. I got Mikey Mike the Bear. I got CK the Goat. And CK always called me Rev and Pastor. And it just always made me think of my grandmother. And it was just such a memory to be able to think about her. I was so appreciative to have him in my life. And at that point, I started remembering my grandmother more and more as if almost like she never left. In a month, in probably like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, 4 years. 4 years. She died on the day before my 31st birthday.
Sorry to hear that. That's crazy.
That was first death. My first death ever. Like, crazy, crazy. First death ever. And even during that time, like, my whole relationship was falling apart. It was. And My spouse at the time said that he was sent here to help us get through our first grief. Because like I said, we've experienced death with people, but this is the first link in our chain that broke. And it was hard for us to understand that. Like, why you have to go so soon? Like,
like I said, y'all helped me with that, because like I said, father passed away in May.
Oh, sure enough.
And I said, it was weird for me. That's why, like, you know, we got our group chat and things mm-hmm. like that. I had to exit that because, like I said, I didn't know how to deal with it at the time, because that was my first death that I was like responsible mm-hmm. to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because I had people pass away before, but then other people would handle it. I would mm-hmm. show the funeral and that was it. But this was the first time that I actually had to,
had to orchestrate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to put everything together. I had to make sure he was cool. And the biggest thing for me was, I felt like weird not being in the group chat. I didn't want to be in the group chat for a second because I was like, I didn't know what was going on. And but when I got the phone call, and then, you know, but for y'all just to be, you know what I reached out to you, but CK showed up to the funeral.
Like, CK showed up to the funeral. He didn't even tell nobody he was going. I wanted to go, too. I represent for Mike.
I was just like, man, that's crazy. I was looking when I saw, because, CK got the red car with the Marine thing in the front. I was like, my dad was a Marine. He was in the Marine. I'm thinking, like, I ain't know.
You thought probably like it was a Marine.
And then CK got out the car, and I was like, and it just made my day. You know, it made the day so much easier.
Yeah, because you kind of went cold. We all noticed it, and we would say stuff in there like, where Mike at? Like,
because it was just weird. Like, at the time, you know what I'm saying? Me and my father, we wasn't close. You know what I'm saying? We was working on our relationship, but we was in a good place when he passed. So that was the hard part for me at the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, we was just getting cool, and now he gone. So, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that, I couldn't reach him.
I know.
Like I said, when he passed, I ain't going to lie to you. I called him for 3 days after I got the phone call. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, because that side of the family just be a little behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, he wasn't there. So, I met some of his sisters and things like that, but I hadn't talked to them in 25 years. So when somebody call you after 25 years and say, hey, your dad passed away, I'm sorry, once they call you and say, call me, it ain't good because I haven't talked to you in 25 years. So when I reach back out to him, and you always got one cousin or relative
somebody
on that side.
Somebody that you kept with.
Yeah,
the whole
and
time.
They didn't reach me first. You know what I'm saying? So when I got the news, I was like, oh, damn, that's fucked up. Because, you know what I'm saying? I just talked to him. It wasn't normal for us not to talk. But I just talked to him. And so I started calling him. And I just apologized on his voicemail. Like, man, my bad, man. Because, all he wanted was time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have time. Now I got all the time in the world, and I can't even reach him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I just apologized. I mean, I was fucked up. I ain't going to lie to you. So that's why I just got to be to myself for a second. But like I said, man, the way cohort stepped, I was just like, this is really like a family. You know what I'm saying? And my guy Six too, man. I can't forget about him.
Oh yeah, we can't forget about Six. Six always represents.
Six so smooth.
Like,
you know what
I
saying?
Swear we you already know we like Black Power over here for everybody else. Yeah. But Six come in with his, what is he, Mexican? Hispanic?
Yeah, yep, Mexican.
Yeah, so he added a little diversity to our cohort, and I'd be proud of that. But I know exactly what you're talking about.
Then the best part was that we buried him on it was a Tuesday, and then Saturday, Friday we had to cook out.
Yeah, we had to cook. Oh yeah. And Mike made these bomb.
Yeah.
Oh man, they were some bomb ass Gardein burgers. Yeah. That is grandma seasoned them.
Yep.
Man, put her heart and salt. She had to put her foot in that. Forget that.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what you're talking about, because when my grandmother passed away, a part of me died, bro. Part of me died. My grandmother wasn't just a grandmother, she was a mother. She raised me at a pivotal point in my life and tried to give me a sense of direction so I didn't go down that hurdle of feeling sad and depressed and not being able to control my feelings. And she wanted God to play an avid part in our life, so she always kept us reading the Bible. We had to go to church and sit on the first pew and clap our hands and stuff, and she had us participate. I'm like, oh my goodness. But the day she died, I went to the hospital, and while I'm sitting there, I'm telling my mom, I'm like, Ma, she gone. She like, no, she not. They said they gonna take her off of the tubes and stuff, and they gonna have her breathing on her own. I said, Ma, I love you so much. I love you so much, but I need you to accept the fact that your mom is gone. And she like, no. Like, when I picked her hand up, Mike, it was so cold. It was so cold. Nothing was there. That was just a lifeless body. And seeing my mother's face, I'm just like, she lost already. And she don't even know it yet. I'm like, I love her so much. So I'm sitting up there. I start regretting everything about my relationship with my husband. Because for one, I'm very family oriented. I'm big on family. My mama got 9 kids. Okay, ain't no way you can get away from any of my family. It's always 3.
If I say with 9, somebody always around.
Exactly, it's always 3 that's always around. It's like if it's not me, my sister, and my brother, we one set. And then my 2 sisters, and my other 2 brothers. That's 2 sets. Everybody is always around. So the whole thing of it all is like, man, like, he always said that my grandmother never respected him. My grandmother saw through people. And she would always tell me, she said, Toya, don't go with him because he in a cult. And I'm like, in a cult? Grandma, what? She like, yeah, that religion he represent is a part of a cult. And I'm like, oh, okay, okay.
With your grandmother being a matriarch, I got a family, you probably like, she know what's up.
Because she do, because she said it happened, because my grandmother is one of 13.
You got a big family.
Big family. See what I'm saying? So she said that too many of her
that's 22 people.
Mm-hmm. Too many of her sisters had been taken by that lifestyle, and she don't agree by it. Once I start watching how everything unfolded, like, I start playing stuff back in my head, because like I said, my grandmother meant everything to me. As I start playing it back in my head, and I'm going over pictures and stuff like that, I remember my grandmother would challenge him on Bible verses, and he always felt like his Bible was the best, but the only thing was that she would kill him with is that your Bible is only a mark from my Bible. Your Bible was translated in another language so many times. They have to put New World testimonies in there when they're not using old biblical things out of the King James Version. She was like, this is the same Bible, just different words. When she told him that one day, I had to sit down. I was like, she got her own. She don't need me. And when I got out, when we left the house that day, we had this party. At this point, my sister had just had my niece, and my niece was premature. And we were having a party. At this time, I think my girls were like four or five. And while we sitting there at the party, we get ready to go. I go outside, and we all like hanging around. My friends show up, everything. And he like, you ain't defend me. You ain't say nothing on my behalf. You just let your grandmother attack me. And I'm looking around like, bro, you can hold your own. Like, y'all was dropping Bible verses left and right. What was I gonna
like
say?
It wasn't like a diss track.
No.
It wasn't like no Big Ear Pac type of thing.
Right. It wasn't like she was like, nigga, you ain't shit, none of that. She just like,
in Jesus' name.
Right. She yeah. like, well, in Psalms, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? He like, awesome. But my whole thing of it all is, if you can hold your own against my grandmother, what do you need me to get your back for? I thought you was the man.
That's one thing, a lot of people don't in like new age relationships, mm-hmm. I should say, like we older now, I guess. Mm-hmm. A man gotta be a man. Like I said, my wife is not like submissive. I'm not saying nothing like that, mm-hmm. but I control my household.
Your household, yeah,
right.
Yes.
She I lead and she like follows, but that's not like saying she like less than I am. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that, like I said, we talked before. There's been times where I haven't been defended by my in-laws. Mm-hmm. I haven't been defended by her with my in-laws. Mm-hmm. But I don't take it out on her.
That's what when you was telling me, I'm like, I know that feeling.
Yeah, I just hold the grudge against, you know, them. I don't take it out on her.
No, he always took it out on me, yeah, because I was the one who didn't protect him. But all in all,
but one thing, and this is gonna sound crazy, I don't want to be protected by my wife. I want to be the protector.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, I want to be the protector. I'm not gonna look to my wife for protection.
Hey, I was about to say the same thing. I said, you can't look to me for protection. I'm the woman.
Yeah.
You the man.
I protect you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
the other way around.
You stand up and you beat your whole.
That's like if you if something going through that door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna push you out there to see what it is. I'll lead you out, you know what I'm saying?
So, right, because yeah, if we was to go outside, and this is why I say, y'all, let a man treat you like a lady. If we was to go outside right now, Mike would open this door, the glass door that leads there, and he'll walk me to my car and make sure I get in it. Like, this is what Mike has done time and time again. Even far as when we went bowling, he was like, where you parked at?
Yeah, I thought you had parked far. You wasn't that far.
No. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to allow a man to be a man. You don't have to, like, my whole thing of it all in my relationship, my man kept saying I was the man. And he would make me feel like the man. And I'm like, I don't want to be the man. I got to be the disciplinarian. I got to be the bill payer. I got to be everything. And I just wanted to be the woman.
I gotta ask you this though, like this whole notion too of the 100% man gotta. Like I said, we had a situation. My wife don't want me to pay everything. She wants to feel like
I'm helping.
Yeah, that's what, because we ran into a situation before where, and I don't know where she got this from, because mm-hmm. she was just, I think probably from an in-law, like mm-hmm. she was like, if you pay everything, he can just put you out or something like that. But I would never do that, mm-hmm. but. She was like, well, I want to pay something. So this whole notion, I hate when I see a woman but it's basically women saying, oh, well, if he ain't paying everything, I don't want no parts of it. Well, you're going to be lonely for a long time.
You're going to be lonely for a long time. Let me tell you something. I love a man that'll take care of business, but I want you to know you got a team player, okay? You could be the president, and I'll be the CEO.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You take the lead, you know, you be president, I be vice president. However partners go, okay? If you be the first in command, I'm the second. I'ma hold it down. But I understand where whoever made that comment about if he pay for everything, you gonna have to reap the benefits. Because like I said, I was in a relationship where my spouse told me to not work.
Right.
He wanted me to be dependent on him. And here in 2020, he realized that I really didn't need him. I wanted him.
Then, like you say, you run into like dependency issues too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you dependent on the wrong situation,
mm-hmm.
and if a man wants you to be dependent on him,
mm-hmm.
that probably means he don't think you're strong enough to be dependent upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, is you know you got to take the lead yourself as a woman and mm-hmm. be like, yo, I can do. And I'm not like a sexist or anything like that.
No.
I think women are equal, not
equal counterparts.
Equal counterparts to, it's a team.
Exactly.
I ain't marry you because I thought you was less than me. I thought you was on my level. You know what I mean? So I
want
to go to the next level with you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to. It ain't like I said. She's not like a submissive. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
see, I want to make something clear. That Donald Trump book, I read that. Okay. When he said he filed for bankruptcy 7 times, okay? I said, if this man can file for bankruptcy 7 times, I can file for bankruptcy however many times I want to file for bankruptcy too. Now,
he filed bankruptcy seven times, and guess what?
That nigga still broke.
No, he the most powerful man in the world.
I know,
right?
He the president. That's crazy. You know what? I need to file for bankruptcy freaking 5 more times, and I'll be just as powerful.
I'm not saying I'm no Trump supporter. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I'm just saying.
We won't change.
Yeah, you know it. But he the most powerful in the country.
This dude brought a freaking pandemic in the world, and we all lost our mind. We had to stay in solitude. That's why when you said you went and, you know, in a form of solitude when your father passed, because you need that to process things. You need silence. You can't have a lot of noise. That's why, like, today I'm proud of myself that I stayed off of social media. Like, I stayed off of social media today. I'm going through another version of solitude.
You ain't posting today?
I think I did, like, on my story, but not, like, far as, like,
like
hollering or screaming or none of that. Because I came off a little, you know, if y'all follow me on Different Oye, you'll see that I had, like, a little breakdown. And if you follow my Facebook page, you'll see that I had another breakdown. But I got to control these breakdowns because they happen all too often. I like the people that are in my life right now, because all of them, when I was going through the breakdown, and I didn't go and delete anything. I didn't. That's why I'm like, when I was going through the breakdown, they all told me the same thing. Look, pull yourself together, because you really out here tripping. And I'm just sitting up there like, for real, like, but I'm hurt. I'm hurt at the same time. I'm not hurt at the situation, y'all. Let's be clear. That situation is dead, okay? I am woman. Hear me roar. Like, I am Miss Independent, okay? I am that song, Miss Independent, with Neo and the other one, INDE. That's me, okay? That's me. And even when I listen to the Destiny Child song,
Classy Boozy Ratchet?
No, I am definitely that.
I'm just saying, that's like Webby and Neo.
Oh, for real?
I'm just, that's a mixture of Classy and Boozy Ratchet.
Because that technically is Classy Boozy Ratchet, Sassy Classy.
You can't go from Webby to Neo.
Yeah, I know. But you know, on the Destiny Child song, she said, "You thought I needed you. You thought I needed you. I told you I didn't. I told you I did. I want to be treated like a lady. I want, you know, flowers. I want to be coddled. Shit, fucking give me a hug. Smack a bitch on the ass. I mean, do something. I can't do these affectionless relationships.
And it's funny you say that because it's funny because my wife, she hate PDA.
For real?
My wife hate that. Like, she hates PDA. And it's so funny because, like, behind closed doors, she's like the most affectionate person in the world.
Mm-hmm. But she don't like showing it to the world.
It's like, if I smack her ass in public, like, she'll look at me like I just killed her or something. You know what I'm saying? She's not into that PDA.
Oh, no.
Which is weird. I don't know.
I'm going to share something with you. So, we was in Pinecrest, okay? Me and the girls. And we driving around, and this couple is standing in line. So, while we sitting, getting ready to find somewhere to park, we kind of just stopped at this little place, and it was a line of people. And the man is groping her behind so hard, Mike. Like, it looked like she didn't have none, first of all. But it's
yeah,
like almost like,
was groping it like that.
She was clenching. Like, don't grab me, like, but he was, like, on it, like, all in her ear, like, just on it. And I'm like, there you go right there. They like,
I'm going to just say he's probably in some trouble.
Probably, he was on something. Or drunk, or something. Something was up, because the way he was grabbing her, she was mad uncomfortable.
But yeah, like I said, I don't know what the whole PDA thing worked with her, man. She just, like, I mean, like, if I don't see her, like, all day, like, she'll come to me, hug me, kiss me, stuff like that, but that's as far as it goes. But some people would be like, that PDA, I don't know. I ain't no like affectionate person like that either, man. But shit, that's to see stuff like you was just talking about. I'd be like, man, that shit's crazy.
So I'll be honest, like when how I got wrapped up with my husband, we went to high school together. And when we'd be in school, I love Spider-Man, the one with Tobey Maguire, I think. Mm-hmm. And with the kiss on the forehead, okay? Something about it, like, it's just the sweetest thing. And I'm like, oh, and I would get kissed on my forehead all the time, and I'd be like, oh, like, don't make my heart beat. And then after the relationship, the boyfriend girlfriend relationship was over and the marriage started, I didn't get that no more.
I'm gonna say this too, one thing, and to be realistic, a lot of that stuff don't mean anything, because mm-hmm. like my wife, like, she like to be held and cuddled. Mm-hmm. But when you sleep, get off me. I'll hold you till you fall asleep, but after that, I don't want to be, because you get hot.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's just so, but she does like to be held and rubbed on and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I that's what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like when people call me a teddy bear, but that's what she calls. She says I'm her teddy bear.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, that's when it's over with. But
no,
I'm just saying.
Like, Listen. I love a teddy bear nigga. Like, first off, you warm. I'm a cold body.
That's what I'm saying. She hates. Yeah. She be like, you warm. I be like, that's like the worst. That's like the biggest insult.
But like, okay, so check it out like this. All right, so right now we in fall, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting chilly. It's getting cold. Y'all sitting on the couch, you watching a movie. The heat probably on about 72. So it's not really too warm, but it's just enough to get y'all together. And when that head gets snuggled up into your arm, it's a different type of feeling.
Yeah, and she, you know, she reacts to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she, I don't, like I said, that's her way of, like I said, she like to be held. Mm-hmm. She like to be cuddled and things like that. And like I said, I rub on her, stuff like that. And she just, like, that's my way of showing her affection. Mm-hmm. But like I said, when you go to sleep, it's like, I don't want no...
Don't come towards me.
But I say that to say the affection, you just gotta listen to what the woman want.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just weird because when we got married, mm-hmm. none of that stopped. I made her a promise though that I wouldn't like stop loving her.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't stop showing her affection, because that's the quickest way to end something.
To end the relationship.
You know what I'm
yeah, because like, you don't feel valued. Like, you don't feel love. You don't feel the warmth of a hug, like.
And I told my and I always told her, I'm not gonna lose her because I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm.
That won't. I'm not. My marriage isn't like in jeopardy. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, but I'm not gonna lose you because I'm not giving out effort.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how I keep her happy, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, you keep her in tune. Like, that's how you keep the relationship going. Like, I got, like I said, I'm life crazy out here, but somebody tried to kiss me on my neck, and I was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, and I know that's a sign of affection, because I had to Google it. I'm like, who would kiss somebody on their neck?
But that's weird.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think I think that's weird.
But when I saw, like, the YouTube video of it, I thought it was the sweetest thing ever. Like, that's so cute. Why would you? It's like right not, here, oh, right no, by the side, by your ear.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta be like, you know, at that level.
Yeah.
Don't just like randomly come to you.
Oh, yeah. Not in my situation. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But like I said, I had to look it up because I'm like, ain't nobody never did nothing like this to me.
Yeah, but that was like fucking weird.
it was, but you know, I miss being with somebody to make me feel comfortable. Like, I'm always one, like, when I go to sleep, I gotta have somebody next to me.
And I'm gonna say, you know me. You know me. Like, she hate, my one thing that my wife hate is, like, it'd be like an affectionate moment. Like I said, because I'll fall asleep. She just likes being in my arms when she falls asleep. But when it get to, like, be, like, too, like, mushy, I'll just crack a joke.
And then...
I'll just crack a joke, man. You know,
he get on my nerves.
And I'm just, that's just me, though. So I'll be like,
get on my nerves.
So if she gets to, like, you know, moving her head, she comfortable, I'll be like, you know, knock, knock, or something like that. You know,
you're so goofy.
But before you go, I got to ask you a question. Your perfect sweetie's date, what is it?
Probably
sleep.
No, it ain't even sleep. I say it would be like dinner and a movie. I'm real simple.
I'm not going to even let you off the hook like that. Just told me like 2 weeks ago. No, that's not a matter of fact. I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
We had this conversation. It's Cooper Hawk. You know what I'm saying? So that's
that's
BS.
Dinner in the movie. Cooper Hawk is dinner in the movie.
We need to have this conversation. How much more time we have?
We can keep going. Right, it's
listen.
Like from transition from here to the podcast site. We can keep going.
All right, look. What's with the whole? We had this talk off air already. Mm-hmm. With the whole, do they have a dish you like there? At Cooper Hawk. That's why you said Cooper Hawk.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to temper your expectations because if somebody says, hey, oh yeah, I want to take you out, and you be like,
oh, okay.
I want to go to Cooper Hawk.
Okay, all right, hold on. Real quick. This is men from Mars and women from Venus, okay? Let me say this. First off, y'all, I am a vegan. Okay, let's start there. Okay, so I'm gonna let Mike finish.
All right, I'm saying like if somebody comes to you and say, "Oh yeah, I want to take you out," they're not thinking in their head because they don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not thinking you're talking Cooper Hawk,
mm-hmm.
which is for your listeners not in Ohio. That's the creme de la creme.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's top of the line.
Oh yeah,
bougie, classy, mm-hmm. bougie, ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing bougie and ratchet about that. There's nothing ratchet about that place.
Oh, absolutely not. It's like a winery, too.
But I'm saying, when I say temper your expectations, I know you're a vegan, so you gotta let them know that. But if a dude is coming to say, hey, oh yeah, I want to take you out, he's not thinking Cooper Hawk.
Mm-mm.
I can tell you that right now.
Mm-mm.
And that's me speaking from every man that's listening to this podcast.
Mm-mm.
He's not saying I'm taking oh yeah to Cooper Hawk for the first date.
Mm-mm.
So you already way up here.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta come down. Like, let me take you to, like I said, Topgolf.
I'm down with that. Like, I'm down with it. Show me a different experience.
All right, cool.
But
that.
At the same token, Mike, I had somebody want to buy me lunch, probably like in July.
Mm-hmm.
They like, where you stay? I want to send you, some DoorDash. And he was like, what you like? I said, well, I'm a vegan. All right, so
that's the first mistake. If you offering to buy somebody lunch, you gotta pull up.
Nah, he was at work.
You gotta pull up. I'll bring you lunch when I'm off. I'm not door dashing you. Like if we serious, yeah, I'll door dash you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna see you for a while, but yeah, I'll just pull up.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So he sends the food. That's that. I think that was that day we was at school and I had to run up out of here because he was door dashing me food. So I'm sitting up there and I'm like, oh man, I gotta get home. You gonna send
Did
it right
know what
now?
Was coming?
No, because he asked me what did I want, and I said, well, you know, I don't eat meat, so, you know, you kind of got to stick along the lines of Panera with the salads and whole grain wheat bowl minus the yogurt and the cheese. You know what I'm saying? So I understand when you say I gotta temper my taste, because
a lot of people
can't handle my veganism.
Yeah, well, no. People might not know you're a vegan until you tell them. Mm-hmm. And I know your worth. I'm not saying, like, just, you know, hey, let's go get a 4 for $4. I'm not saying that.
I mean, I still would get a 4 for $4 if it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm dumb high.
Oh, yeah. If somebody tell you I'm going to take you on a date at 2 o'clock in the morning, they ain't taking you on a date at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no. You know they ain't taking me on a date on 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. So when I say you don't settle for a 4 for $4, I'm going to come pick it up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to go do something.
Yeah, hang out.
But we ain't going to Cooper Hawk.
Okay, we can go walking. Okay, this is, listen.
Listen to what you just said. What did you just say? We can go walking.
Yeah, this is place over here. Vatican something. It's out here in Bedford. I know you had to see it.
I had to go. It's like a Metro Park or something.
Yeah. Right. So it's got a little waterfall. I don't know if you saw like a few of my posts like over the last.
I was
gonna
ask you where you be at. So that's over there by the railroad track.
Yes. Yep. I knew you would have had to know about it. It's such a beautiful sight, and with the leaves and it being fall and everything.
You can go there.
I love nature.
I'm just saying, that's different from Cooper Hawk.
I mean, we can Cooper Hawk after, though, right? Because at this point, we just did a nature walk now. You got to feed me.
I'm not going on no nature. Have a picnic at a nature park. I just, like, is tuna fish vegan? Because I don't know what
it's
know,
not.
I don't know
that's pescatarian.
Eat. Pescatarian, vegetarian, I don't know. You know, vegetarian, all these Aryans, I don't know. Listen.
Man, I'm going to have to change. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, look. Remember I told you I was hanging out and stuff, and my friend had bought me something to eat. So I ate it, okay?
What came?
Okay, it was Charlie's.
Okay.
Now, it was Charlie's, and I ate it. I ate it because I was being nice. Mike, I was so constipated. Like,
but you didn't have to, okay. You could have played that. Like, yeah, I ate it. It was great, but didn't eat. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to lie. That's my whole thing. That's why I'm saying I don't like liars, and I don't know how to lie.
Girls could have ate it.
Yeah, you know what they could have. But remember, they weren't here.
You're right. But yeah, you got to, like I said, know your worth, but temper the expectations. Like I said, just first date type stuff.
Something like, simple and laid back.
Okay, let me ask. Okay,
we going to Cooper Hawk.
No, we're not. Okay, first date is Cooper Hawk.
If it's sweetest day,
why can't we go to? Why? Okay. Is a date not complete without dinner?
No, you don't have to have dinner to go on a date.
Okay, so what's Cooper
Hawk? I go eat at home.
So what's Cooper Hawk about?
Because that's where I want to go.
Okay, well, say that then. I'm just saying, but I'm thinking like. If we go to Topgolf, they got refreshments at Topgolf.
Yeah, they got wine.
They got a menu.
All type of stuff.
And you just had a date.
Yeah, true.
But Topgolf is probably more expensive than Cooper Hawk. It can be.
Because I was going to say, if you go as a group,
I don't know. Like I said, the first time, because I listened to this podcast faithfully. The first time I heard Cooper Hawk, I was just like, oh, she tripped. I can't wait to go in here. I can't wait to talk to her about this one.
I love Cooper Hawk, y'all. Don't shoot the messenger.
So what's a turn off like that? Like, where can they not take you? I'm not talking like McDonald's or.
I know you ain't talking about McDonald's. You better not take me to.
Like Long John Silver or something?
Hell no.
Hey, that one, I was for real about
like,
that.
that fucking restaurant be all greasy. That's like Arthur Treacher's and shit like that.
Yeah, so somebody say, I'm about to surprise you. Mm-hmm. And they pull up to like Long John Silver.
I guess we can hush puppies and fish.
My way, yeah. That's it.
Like, I'm gonna just have to.
Okay, so let's I'll meet you in the middle. If y'all plan a date, it's Cooper Hawk.
Yeah.
If they surprise you, you got a temper.
But look, if we plan a date, okay, say it's like this. So what if he's like, I want you to meet me here at this address, and then you're going to go to this room. You're going to go to the counter. They're going to give you this key. You're going to go to the room. I go to the room. The room all beautiful and stuff. It's a dress on the bed with some shoes on the floor. I want you to put that on. Meet me here.
Okay.
Would that be too much for Cooper Hawks?
No.
Right.
That's setting it up.
Yeah.
Because you just set the whole mood. I'm just saying, if you hop in the car, like, yeah, man, you know, perfect example, women, what you want to eat? So you get in this car, what are you going to eat? Cooper Hawk. Like, nigga, what?
100%, because I know what I want to eat. Don't shoot the messenger now.
I get you, but I'm just saying, like, and I sound like really bad on this part.
No.
I do, because people listen
to
this.
No, you listen. Let me tell you something, y'all. I want you to understand. Mike is not used to, how do you say this?
The finer things.
Yes. Like, a lot of things, I remember when me and Mike used to talk over the time, and like, we'll have little side conversations. And I would tell him, I'm like, you're not going because everything is expensive. You're going for the experience.
Yeah, you told me that.
Because that's the bottom line. It's the experience. You get the experience. You wine them. You dine them. The food looks good. You definitely getting some draws after this.
Like I told you, first time I watched the NBA playoff game in the jacuzzi. Never, first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time.
Where you went to your retreat.
Yeah, we went out to the water, yeah.
Oh, that was such a beautiful, beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, but yeah, I sound bad on this one just because I'm like, they probably be like, oh, you can't take her to Cooper Hall, but I don't eat. I never, you know.
No, because he ain't never. No, hold on. No,
I've been there, but I'm just saying, but like.
First off, Cooper Hawks is an acquired taste. Let's be clear, okay? I'm bougie, bad, and thick, and all that other extra cinnamon. What was that song that you said? I forgot.
Classy Bougie Reggie.
Classy Bougie Reggie. You said a little Neo and Webby, okay? Let's be clear. I'm that type of person, so I know about fine dining. Okay, you're not. I still go to Wasabi and stuff because you know I want to have a little congratulations because you know I got me like a full time job.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So I do want to have a congratulations when I get my first check because I'm super excited and proud of myself. I came a long way.
What about Red?
Who?
Been to Red?
Nope.
Steakhouse?
Nope. I don't eat steak. Like, you know where I went to, what's that one?
So you into, like, Floods and stuff like that? No, you don't like Floods. You said it was salty.
It was salty, but I did like it.
Okay.
The red potatoes was salty. Like, they were salty. Like, somebody had a heavy hand.
The listeners, I'm the random one of the whole group. Where are they getting all this fresh seafood from?
Oh, my goodness. Gusto's, Boiler 65.
Where are they getting the fresh?
You know, it's another place popping up. I ain't never seen so many crawfish. Corn boiled and.
Where are they getting all the seafood from?
Apparently, down in that little coast right there, the Gulf, and where Louisiana and stuff is, and they're shipping it up here. But I ain't never seen, unless I must have lived under the rock under the last 30 some years, because I ain't never seen so much seafood in my life.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I truthfully, I thought I was straight because I thought it was just shrimp. Okay. People want me to, they're like, oh, we did a crawfish thing. We want you to try it. I bite it. My throat start itching immediately, right out the door. Nope, I'm allergic. They're like, but you eat shrimp. I'm like, unfortunately, I can't eat this. So that's what I said. I'd never be able to go to Boiler 65. I never went. I never did anything like that.
So we stayed at Cooper Hall.
That's why I said fine dining. Like, food. Not.
Chills. So the question, your perfect sweeties date is dinner and a movie.
Yeah, it's something simple. I'm not. Sweeties date is not even a real freaking holiday.
Like I told you, we started the show with that. It ain't even celebrating nowhere else.
So that's all I'm saying is like I'm not about to put all this effort into one day. Like I get you balloons, I make you feel special, I run you a bath, we get in a hotel, like.
You know, it's funny. You're talking about like Cooper Hawk thing, like the finer things. I mean, I remember we had a conversation, my wife, about my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
When she was like, my mom, like, she don't shop for me. She'd just be like, hey man, I was at the store. I thought you might like this, and I grabbed this, and she would be like, come to the house, it's here. And I would pick up a shirt that she would put on, that she would buy, and I'd be like, you know, damn well,
I don't wear this.
I'm not about to wear this. So I get home, you know, I just put the bag on the dresser. She opened it, and she was like, maybe they're trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and that pissed me off.
Well, truthfully, a lot of times that is what it is, because I know, like...
Like my mom?
Yeah, I know on plenty of occasions, with my significant other, because y'all gotta understand
this. But let me tell you this, she never throw shots or nothing.
Oh, no. Right, no, they don't throw shots. So, we would be out, and I don't know if you seen my Snapchat that I had just reposted. We'd be out, right? And this kind of how I put myself together, okay? And you know, nice casual, you know, nothing too big, little ear, nothing too big, but he'll come out with a t-shirt and some jeans on. So we still look like we 20 something years old, right?
And my wife is like that. Like, my wife's beautiful. Like, so she on the thicker side, she all her clothes like form fit and things like that. And it got to the point where you wouldn't even think that we was together. So I did, cause like she was like okay, perfect example. I was running errands.
Okay.
And she was just like, and I gave her one day a week. We're gonna do something that way. Everybody busy, give me one day a week, give me one day a week to do something. So randomly I was just like, hey, you want to go see a movie? And she was like, yeah. So I just got up in the morning, threw on some sweatpants, threw my brown shirt, and I was running errands all day. So she was, I'm like, the movie started at 5:45. She was like, all right, cool. And I was like, all right. So she put on like a button down, like a shirt, it was like a dress shirt with leggings up under and stuff like that, and she just looked like great. And I was like, all right, I'm downstairs. And then went upstairs, changed. And she was just like, she hated that. But she never said that. So when she was like, maybe your mom trying to tell you something, I was just like, that had pissed me off because I was like, what do you mean? She was just like, look at your wardrobe. So that's when I started getting like, you know, the blazers, the button downs. And I felt better. And I felt like I was supposed to be with her. Because at one time.
Exactly.
I was like, let me tell you this story too. I got pissed. We went to Chi Chi's. And have you ever been in a situation where you was being hit on while your husband was sitting right there?
No, but I watched him be hit on while I was sitting right there.
I was about to, like, I'm like, dog. I'm
like, you act like you don't even see me.
So I'm sitting here, like, they was like, we had a drink. And he was just flirting from the time he walked in there because she's top heavy. And the thing I hate about that is.
Everybody see that before they see her.
And I'm like, bro, that's like mine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
but I'm just because it is yours.
But they like, it's crazy because, like, all her shirts are, like, low. They're not low cut, but you can just see cleavage. Like,
cleavage, yeah. Okay, let me tell you something. When I was growing up, my mother told me, leave something to the imagination. So when she told me that, I didn't quite understand the concept. To me, I was like, what does that mean? And then as I looked more and more into research what it meant, if I had on a skirt, my shirt had to be full. There shouldn't be no cleavage showing, no nothing. Like, yeah, I had like the little side arm out and stuff like that, but no cleavage should be showing because my legs is already showing. You're getting enough attention. But if I give you too much attention or my girls is out at the same time, I'm getting you under false pretenses.
I got you. There was time, like I said, so she's wearing like I said, form-fitting clothes. And I would do a double take, like, damn. And so we got to the restaurant, and then soon we walked through the door. I already knew it was. But I don't know if it's because when I was dressed, she thought I was like her brother or something, or what the fuck.
More than likely, because you didn't match her swag.
So I'm like, she was like, yeah, he was like, what do you want to drink? And I was just like, maybe like a ginger ale, you know? She was like, what do you got to drink? She was like, I'll take a ginger ale. He was like, oh, that's my favorite drink. And I was like, nigga,
make me karate chop you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it was just like just all night, like making sure like her drink was full, and I'm just sitting here with ice in my cup and
what
shit.
What the hell?
He was
the waiter?
Yeah, he was the waiter.
Gosh.
And I'm a big tipper too. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right, bro,
like,
you ain't getting
like,
nothing.
I ain't leave him nothing.
You ain't get
you know
nothing.
Like,
I'm gonna write a tip on this dang on receipt.
Man, I was hot,
stay
man.
Stay away from my lady.
But yeah, she polished me up a little bit, man. She just because she was like, you know.
It's time for you to grow up.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. She was just like, she didn't say that without saying it. But like I said, you saw I can dress, you know what I'm saying? I'm wearing jeans for graduation, though.
I'm gonna be fall casual. I'm not about to, you know, Taylor, like, I'm about to go get dressed. I'm like, no, my birthday falls in the same month.
What's she about to wear?
She said she's going to be fine. But you know what? It's her birthday week.
Birthday is the 9th, right?
Yeah, it's that Monday. And we graduate that Friday.
Yeah, season. I got to talk to her. I got to call her. Your birthday is over. Your birthday is over.
It's the week, Mike.
It's over. That's what
man,
I hate.
Scorpio season lasts forever, y'all.
Listen, man, I'm going to come back and talk to you, man. Because, listen, I hate that more than anything. Like, your birthday is, like, my wife's birthday is March 28th. I'm not doing nothing March 8th.
Hold on. I'm going to celebrate my life all year long.
Nope.
Yes. Yes. I am a gift to this planet. You is crazy.
Listen. Tay, I know you're going to listen to this. Your birthday is the 9th.
Tay, your birthday's today.
I'm not telling you happy birthday.
We celebrate.
So she's going to be dialed up on the 9th?
Yep.
All the way through the 13th?
Pretty much.
Nah, man,
which means she'll be dialed up for the 9th. Then she probably have to go get a little polish up on the 13th, because I'm definitely getting my polish up on the 13th in the morning, because I'm like, I ain't about to go. I got to get me a little lace.
Like I said, we got to, I love Tay, man.
When she pull herself together, she look like a totally different woman.
Yeah, she is. And then you can't tell her shit.
Her head is up there. I love it. Like, when she got that red done and she wanted that pronto, and she had me contact my hairdresser is a male. She had me contact my hairdresser to do it for her, because the one lady kind of played her. And I contacted them, and when she came out the shop, I had to do a double take. And I'm like, she like, yeah. I said, oh, yeah.
It'd be so funny, man, because it's like she going to like a phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She a pretty girl.
She done Clark Kent us.
I'm just saying, yeah. But then she wear a hoodie one day, and then the next day, she go in the phone booth and come out, and I'm just like,
totally different
yeah,
person.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see her at graduation. You know what I'm saying?
But
your birthday is 9th.
Oh, you know what? Okay, if you wearing jeans to graduation, you better wear a button down, because remember, I still got your tie.
No, I need it, but I don't need it for that.
Okay.
I'm wearing a crew neck. I'm like, it's going to be going out afterwards.
Right. We're going to hang out. We going to be students.
Yeah. We got to go to Toye.
Yeah, I know, because I got to get home. But, y'all, it's been such a pleasure to have.
I appreciate you having me, man. This was
Mikey
dope.
Mike here. We talked about treat her like a lady. We went in on depth. See, I love these conversations that be stemming almost an hour, because we be talking. But I know we all got to get going. So y'all be out here walking your purpose. Be blessed. Be grateful, thankful, blessed. Because, man, live each day like it's your last. And always live in the moment.
I will walk into your car, but you told them I do that, so I ain't doing it today.
Stop it.